Vaughn, you got your teammates a holiday present. Chili Pad, what was behind that?
I just like doing stuff, you know, like for my teammates. It just makes me feel good. You know, selfishly, I just feel good whenever I, you know, do stuff for other people. So I just wanted to do something for my guys and get them a mattress, like chili pad. I've been using it like all year, and I love it. So thought some of my guys, especially the offensive linemen that really, you know, conduct a lot of body heat in the bed today, you know, can use it. So I was, you know, looking out for my guys.
When I asked teammates who stayed the most positive during the stretch, Domitaz's name comes up, but your name's come up a lot in that. How have you grown from this season in terms of dealing with adversity and being that guy teammates look to, and, you know, the way you approach your job every day?
I think it starts with that, you know, just the approach that I have on, you know, my job and my role here at the Denver Broncos. And, you know, that's what I can control. You know, I can control it. I can control my attitude and my energy. You could come up here every day and just, you know, say, you know, positive stuff, but you got to really have like that energy about you. And that's what I really try to focus on, no matter, you know, what the score is, who we played last week. You know, who we facing this week. I just try to be consistent. And I've learned that. I've had great examples of consistency from the leaders that we had here before. So I just try to, you know, replicate that. I steady, you know, say to myself all the time, like, you know, what would DeMarcus say, or, you know, what would Peyton say, or what would Tim Tebow do right now, or Brian Dawkins. So it's just, you know, an imprint that they left behind on me, and I'm just trying to, you know, pay it forward. You know, it's all different. You know, kind of like what we talked about last week. You know, everybody responds to stuff differently. And, you know, us, you know, the older guys, you know, as captains and leaders in there, you got to really show them, you know, the standard of what it is and how it's supposed to be every day you come in here. You know, no matter win or loss, you got to stay even keel. And that's been the message that I have, you know, from those young guys. Some of these young guys have never even, you know, had a season like this. I've never had a season like this, so... You know, adversity, it reveals character, and, you know, we got a lot of high-character guys in the locker room.
You're a sack away from your 6th 10-sack season. How much does that mean to you? Does that mean anything?
I mean, no. No, not really. It's dope. It's kind of scary, really. You know, it just shows me, damn, I've been in the league a long time. It's been a long time. So I don't really try to focus on this stuff. You know, if it was... You know, if this is like the 6th time you led the NFL in sacks, you know, I'll be doing backflips right now. But, you know, it's different. So, you just got to stay even keel and just, you know, come to work and just grind it out.
Have you ran into fans out there who have vented some frustration to you about how you guys are doing?
Yeah, I get it every day on Twitter. Okay. And on my Instagram, my DMs, you know, I get it every day.
There's a chance you might get some with the home crowd here this this Sunday. How do you think you or some of the guys will respond to it?
You really can't control that, you know. You really can't control, you know, what the, you know, any of that stuff. What we can control is the way we play on Sunday. If we go out there and get a win, you know, I'm sure that'll, you know, sway some of the fans right there. But it's been a tough season all the way around. You know, you really can't. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that at all. It's been a tough season for, you know, everybody, for the players, for, you know, the staff, you know, for the fans. It's been a tough season, you know, for, you know, for Denver. You know, we'll be able to change around, though. And, you know, the same energy that I have, you know, talking to you, it's the same conversation that I have with, you know, whatever fan, if I have enough time to talk to them.
Do you respond to any of them?
Nah, I just feel like... If they when they figure out that I do read my DMs and my posts, and it'll flood. But yeah, I do check all my messages. I might not respond, but I see everything. I feel like that's the least that I could do. You know, somebody, you know, they write me a message, and, you know, some messages, you know, they don't mean anything, but sometimes you get a message that you can't, you know, really, you can't help but to, you know, really take it in and, you know, take it to heart. So I get a couple of both every single day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.